The highlights of the cultural weekend in our region include orchestral music, dance, early music, chamber music, rock music, klezmer music, jazz, plus a whole lot more. This weekend at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Mass., Dance Theater of Harlem returns to celebrate their 50th anniversary with Daryl Grand Moultrie's Harlem on My Mind, alongside works by Christopher Wheeldon, George Balanchine, and Annabel Lopez Ochoa. Also in residence this weekend, Reggie Wilson Fist and Heel Performance Group unveils the world premiere of Power, imagining what black shaker worship may have looked like, developed through two residencies at the Pillow Lab and at Hancock Shaker Village. Two-time Grammy-nominated violinist and fiddler Jeremy Kittel, formerly of the Turtle Island Quartet, brings his original music and a phenomenal group of players to PS21 in Chatham, New York, on Saturday at 8 p.m. to play their unique fusion of classical, pop, groove, Celtic, old-time, and bluegrass styles with lots of room for jaw-dropping improvisation. Their debut album, Whirls, debuted at number one on the Billboard Bluegrass chart. Yeehaw! Blues singer and guitarist Buddy Guy, one of the last few electric blues pioneers of his generation, returns to the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Sunday at 7 p.m. Buddy Guy has always been my favorite performer in this line of work. To me, Buddy Guy is all about storytelling, using blues conventions as his tools. He's never flashy or showy. If anything, he's a minimalist, economical and dynamic, knowing that often and foremost, the less you say, the more powerful it speaks. At Tanglewood tonight, the BSO performs Grieg's Piano Concerto featuring young Canadian pianist John Lisecki and two works by Aaron Copland. On Saturday night, the BSO will be joined by the Tanglewood Festival Chorus for a complete rendition of Verdi's monumental Requiem. Then on Sunday afternoon, the BSO lightens up a bit with works by Beethoven and Richard Strauss. The period music players from Aston Magna will perform a program of music inspired by the painter Peter Paul Rubens at Wethersfield Garden in Amenia, New York, tonight at 7:30 p.m. Works by composers from Holland, Italy, England, and Spain will be performed to a backdrop featuring projections of paintings by Rubens. Keep in mind, this is early music, so be sure to arrive on time. Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York, is staging a full-scale musical this weekend and next called The Shags, Philosophy of the World, which recounts the true story of three sisters from rural New Hampshire whose father forced them to form a rock band and who recorded an album back in 1969, which has since become a cult classic, either because the sisters were avant-garde geniuses decades ahead of their time, or because they made the absolute worst album ever recorded in the history of the world. Even I can't decide which. Other events in our region include Stefan Petronio Company paying tribute to Merce Cunningham at Hudson Hall, Ifrat Asheri Dance at Lumberyard in Catskill, and Michael Gordon's opera Aquanada at Bard Summerscape. And finally, the annual Yidstock, the Festival of New Yiddish Music, is underway at this very moment, with concerts this afternoon by Hankus Netzky and Vera Lazinski all the way from Israel, and by Nigunim Trio later today at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Mass. The festival continues on Saturday and Sunday with a host of concerts, workshops, film screenings, talks, and artist Q&As. There are still a few seats available for Sunday's concerts by Daniel Kahn and Sarah Gordon at noon and by the Aviva Chernik Ensemble from Toronto at 3 p.m. Full disclosure requires that I inform you that I am the artistic director of Yidstock and I hope to see you there. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.